Good morning. Today is, what is it? It's Wednesday, isn't it? 3rd of January. Another wet day on the
North Coast. Yeah, it's such a nice, you know, to wake up to that heavy rain. We just know the rivers need it. It's just great.
Yeah, it's part of what makes it here. Joining us this morning from St. Bernard's is Paul Shanahan. Howdy.
Happy to be back. Happy New Year.
Happy happies, huh?
You don't have to be happy. Yeah. I know you're going through a lot running your business here. That's okay.
Yeah. We're looking forward to a new year, but
all right.
Now the new year is defined as 25. Oh, all right. We're in the category now, Paul, of sports and leisure.
Okay.
So this ramps up.
Yeah. Hey.
The reference points and the anticipation.
The best part about this is learning something new, Brian.
Right? All right.
I come in. That's why I come for talk show.
Okay.
It's to learn one thing new.
So why is a boxing ring square? This will go down in the annals, won't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it's really complicated. Why not a circle? Circle, square.
And you can't say squared circle like they do in wrestling.
Because it needed corners. You had your team in the corner. You're coming out of the corner. That's all I got.
In the days of bare-knuckle boxing, before modern rules, a circle was drawn in the dirt and prize fighters were ringed by fans. When one of the men was knocked out of the circle, he was simply pushed back into the ring by the crowd.
That's a good way to do it.
In 1867, the Marquis of Queensberry, Queensberry's rules,
okay,
introduced a number of rules to boxing, including three-minute rounds and a roped-off square, which fans continued to call the boxing ring.
Ring. Nice.
Well, there you go.
That's pretty amazing right there. Thanks. Yeah. Like I said, joyful to learn that right now.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Oh, boy. So how was last year?
Last year was great. You know, Madeline is a senior. Owen's a freshman in college. So you've got that transition that happens
in the household.
As a parent in the household. And then the school's been
How are you guys doing dealing with that?
You know, I thought we were going to do great. I really did. And then Owen left and we looked at each other and we're like, oh, this isn't so fun. You know, you come back and his room's empty and the noises he's making in the house are no longer there.
And buddies.
You definitely have the energy that flows in and out of a house. And then, of course, with a senior daughter, you know, she's out and about. So it's, oh, okay, yeah, this is different.
Good. Well, the coping skills, right?
Right. It's good for Sarah and I to figure out, okay, it's okay to be sad, right? It means you did a pretty good job. You missed the kid.
Yeah, exactly. Instead of good riddance.
Right. 18. You're 18.
Yeah. Door is open.
We filled up the tank in the car. See you later, kid.
Boxes are packed.
Right. Or box.
Oh, boy. So how did you guys go through as a family the selection of colleges?
I guess
rendering it down.
Yeah, we're right back in it again with Madeline right now.
Right.
And one thing I was looking back. We have family kind of scattered around the country. And so when they were little, you know, 8, 10, 12, you know, if we went to the East Coast, we'd visit 5 or 6 schools. So Madeline just submitted her Boston College application last night. I'm like, you know what? And I pulled up shots of her from 2017 standing, you know, big smile at Boston College. Right? She knows what it feels like. She's been there.
In front of the Eagle,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So there's this it's always nice to have your feet on the ground. And then the other thing that we have is this beautiful West Coast with all these universities. And so the kids, you know, naturally, as they're traveling for sports, are going to run up against different schools and different parts of California, which, as we know, are all different. It's like, oh, yeah, I really like Santa Cruz. Or maybe Santa Cruz feels too much like, you know, Sequoia Park, you know, the big old sprawling wooded campus, and you want something more like UCLA. So Madeline will apply to a good chunk of the UCs. My alma mater, Santa Clara, St. Mary's.
Now, did you have to fake her signature on that one?
No. You know what? I'd love to tell people, the kids I went to school with at Santa Clara were all part, except for me, everyone but me, were part of that giant Silicon Valley explosion.
Oh, okay.
Right? And so what they all did is just they turned around and gave billions of dollars to the school. So the school I went to and the school that exists now, you can hardly recognize it besides the mission because it's just gorgeous, beautiful building.
Now, wait a minute. If you ran with guys like that and they're donating to schools.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You want them to give this.
There seems to be a missing connection here or a link.
Yeah, you want me to out them as donors?
No.
St. Bernard's, is that what you're saying?
No. I just, that they would be donating. Okay. That's all.
All right. That's well, their alma mater versus a small private school in Eureka. I mean, that's a little different. But hey, that's a really good point.
There's a bridge that hasn't been crossed.
Yeah.
Yes. Or built, perhaps.
Right. So she'll end up, and then there's the idea, you know, if you're an athlete in Humboldt, you do have some, you know, it might be a Division III NAAI. A might be Division II, maybe a lower tier Division I like Brown. So she'll apply to Brown. And then Willamette in Oregon, it's like she was on the fence about applying, but she had a cousin that played volleyball there for 4 years. She applied at 10 o'clock one evening, and she had a text from their volleyball coach at 11 a.m. the next morning. And then the track coach got a hold of her at 1 p.m. And then a week later, she had a $37,000 annual scholarship. So it was like that, you know, sometimes the little schools can move a little more quickly.
Yeah. Oh, and that's a good option.
And right. So your safety school is you get to play volleyball and run track and get a nice big scholarship.
Have fun. Yeah, exactly. For folks that are just entering that cycle.
Oh, yeah.
First time or grandparents first time. Mm-hmm. What are some of the do's and don'ts?
I think the biggest do is to recognize America has built this network of amazing universities. And so you'll see, you know, maybe it's the NCAA tournament or you'll see in the bowl games, you'll get some university recognition, maybe a school you haven't seen before. But then there's like the top 10. Everyone talks about the top 10. You know your Harvards and your Yales and you know your Stanfords. But there was a time it was a good thing.
Now they're in the news section.
Now they're upside down. They're on the bottom of the list. But, you know, with just hundreds of options, and then, of course, in California, what we've done so well is that junior college network, right? If the kid's not quite sure, we have so many choices up and down the state. Do a two-year for next to nothing. Do a two-year for next to nothing. Figure out what you want to do. So you've got those four-year options. You've got the two-year options. And know, again, going to your do's and don'ts, if they don't get into that highly competitive school, you know, have eight other schools that they very well might get into.
And then we've got the whole arena of vocational college, and we'll talk about
some
of those opportunities that are out there
straight
also.
Straight into the workforce, absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, is the clock close? All right. Well, rather than doing a countdown, we'll just listen to the music. It's 8:19. We'll be back with more from Paul.
Murphy's Markets has everything you need to get through your day the healthy way. From drinks to snacks and everything in between, right now, Amy and Brian coconut water is only $1.99. Brew Dr. Kombucha drinks are also just $1.99. And Annie's homegrown products are $2.49. A 6-ounce Yoplait yogurt is only 79 cents. And don't forget about Chicken of the Sea tuna, $4 for $5. Get a boost for your day by stopping by Murphy's Markets, more than a grocer, your neighbor since 1971.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:24. We're back talking shop this morning with Paul Shanahan from St. Bernard's. Paul, you probably don't get this question too often because, you know, being a college prep and everything kind of headed in that direction. But what is the role? What do you see the role and how does the school position vocational options, whether it's like the mechanic school or electrician school or plumbing school or those types of approaches, or just good old fashioned, you know, go to work for the local guy and mentor underneath him.
We you know, one thing we do, Brian, is we celebrate our graduates that choose to go right into the workforce, choose to be in the trades as equally as those that are going off to a 4-year. And it's pretty easy to celebrate when your Logan Cliffords are working for Danco and they're the first ones in their class to buy a house. Right. So it's like, okay, guess what?
Look, yeah.
I don't have $100,000 in college debt. What I do have is a house is, you know, I'm building equity and I'm in my early 20s.
Yeah.
You know,
that. Turtle and rabbit. Guess who's ahead here,
right,
guys?
Right, yeah. Right. So Danco, Advanced Security, you know, a lot of these local companies, O&M, you know, they give you this opportunity to have a life, you know, and really make a difference in the community, travel. So absolutely, there's no way we're going to shut any of those doors. And in fact, if someone's interested early in high school, you know, okay, yeah, we'll build your senior schedule so that you're done in the afternoon. You can go get some work study, you know, go get on a job site, you know, go shadow some people, you know, is this really what you want to do? And, you know, I've got a great writer of a cousin. I mean, just phenomenal writer. Loved books, had a bookstore in Sausalito, like owned a bookstore in Sausalito.
Oh, really?
Had a sailboat. I mean,
whoa.
Right, pretty good life.
And he's related to you?
And guess what he's
How'd
doing?
How'd that happen?
He's an electrician in San Francisco, making bank. His work day starts at like 5:30 in the morning. He's done at 2. He's home in the afternoon with his kids, and he's putting on a remodel in his kitchen right now that, you know, he could buy my whole house for. So being an electrician in San Francisco, you can do whatever you want, you know, so that there's no sense of, hey, don't go through that door. You know, don't go in the trades. No, it's absolutely encouraged. Yeah.
Is that shared with the parents?
Yeah. Well, you know, a lot of our parents are blue collar parents. You know, same parents as blue. I mean, their dream for their kids are connection, communication, chance to play some sports, grow up in a safe environment. You know, that it's, and then hey, if that leads to whatever, be open to the journey. Right. There isn't just one path to take.
So when you have like back to school nights.
Oh yeah.
Are the trades represented in those, or is that for those that are charging tuition?
No. Back to school nights, it's funny. You go, you know, what are some things that changed in COVID? And that was one of them. You know, a back to school night is often a lot of work on your teachers. You know, they're doing a production to try to sell an audience on why this is a good model. And what we realized is, you know, what we could do is every single day send out pictures from the classroom. This is what's happening in science today to the whole community. This is what the field trip looked like today. This is the service project today. And so instead of doing one or two nights a year where we bring in the community, the idea was, you know what, every week we're just going to push it out. And if someone's interested, they've got 1,000 different snapshots to look through. This is what it looks like. So you're not, you know, there's no smoke and mirrors. You're not going to suddenly, on a Tuesday night, sell people on what it could be. It's like, no, this is what it actually is. And what then happens when the students start and the families start, there's no sense of bait and switch. They're getting exactly what they've seen and they're super happy with it.
What about college night?
College night. So again, it's the community. Humboldt's great. You know, Humboldt County is great. And so they have an event that pulls in every local school and they try to get 50 to 100 colleges to come. And so instead of this idea of, you know, reps from schools bouncing from school to school, let's all have a night. Right now it's scheduled at CR. We all go out to CR. Kids get a
So it's a county event.
It's a county event.
Rather than
it's
a
really
school
smart.
By school.
Yeah, Office of Ed's involved and it's and the trades are there. Absolutely, the trades are there. So you've got colleges shoulder to shoulder with the trades and the kids have the opportunity to be like, okay, maybe I'm not going to fall in love that night, but maybe I'll get interested in something I didn't know was an option.
I didn't know that was an option.
Right? Yeah. And so that, you know, and that's part of it, just getting the communication out there. But, you know, I went to basketball camp at Santa Clara. I mean, it was that simple. You know, I had a babysitter who went to Santa Clara and did really well. Oh, they've got a basketball camp. You go and it's an amazing basketball camp. You like the campus and then you apply and then you get in and they're, you know, they're top three small colleges in the entire West of the United States. It works out. But, you know, you want to give kids a little bit. Serendipity is great, but you don't want serendipity to dictate everything.
Well, and I would think, in addition to having the parents and the grandparents and the peers, you had mentioned coaches or the extracurricular connections, that those also can either open doors or at least provide additional information for the kid to kind of rumble around with.
Absolutely. You know, everyone has their own story, and that's the beauty of being engaged in multiple activities, whether it's service projects or athletics. You know, and those, you know, we just got back from Louisiana. So I don't know if you heard this, but our girls basketball team went to New Orleans for a basketball tournament. And
wink, wink, nod, nod.
Yeah. And the personalities of the coaches, I mean, there was one coach, this is a young male coach out of Tennessee team. And he thought he was Bobby Knight. And so he thought he could grab girls' jerseys.
Oh, really?
Get 1 inch from their face, yelled them till they cried. Like, and
how long did it take you until you pounced?
Oh, no, our entire, we traveled well. We traveled with parents and grandparents, had 40 or 50 people at that game, you know, booing this coach for this behavior. And then the parents on the other side are looking over us like, we're crazy. Like, you know, that's what that's how you act in Tennessee. And so to your point, like, okay, the girls are learning some toughness from having resiliency from having a coach like that. But, you know, but are they also learning, you know, some bad skills. Like, you know, do you put up with that or you just sock the kid in the face? You know, it's like, so there, there is that, you know, everyone's a little bit different. Get exposed to it, learn a little bit. And yeah, it might lead to it, you know, a career or college or opportunity.
Or an arraignment. It's 8:30.
This is the Lars Larson Show.
And these kids who come, they become Americans before a lot of Americans become Americans.
Now, here's your host, Lars Larson.
Hey there, it's Lars Larson. Join me for the Lars Larson Show, weeknights 10 to midnight. Honestly provocative talk radio on KINS.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back talking shop this morning with Paul Shanahan from St. Bernard's. When you get into situations where there are challenges, either cultural challenges or geographic challenges, when the kids are determining where they want to go to school, is there a support network at the school? I can remember with some of the international kids that we had years ago, do you like snow? I mean, the real basic things to kind of funnel it down.
Right.
But then getting into the cultural elements, you know, is this something that you want to be part of? Is this something you are comfortable with? Is this something you want to avoid at all costs, regardless of where you are?
Right. And even within, you know, think of a large university, you have the overall kind of feel of the school, and then you've got your majors and your departments.
Yeah, your college.
Yeah, so there's that, you know, can you find your own, and how long does that take? And there's a parent group almost at every university now, and we're a part of the Cal Poly San Luis. And so you have this ongoing, maybe 5 to 10 messages a day, where you're getting that inside look from the perspective of a different student other than your own, if that makes sense. So the problems they're running are coming up on this bulletin board. And the cool part is it's informational and it's helpful. The not so cool part is it's anxiety inducing because there are so many issues that come up at a university.
Well, and mom and dad can't run in on the horse.
And they're trying, You know, they talk about, you know, at some point you're supposed to set the kids free. This generation of parents are not doing such a good job of setting them free, and they're trying to help. And of course, they need help with their 17, 18, 19, right?
If they're not now, this is the dad speaking.
Yeah. They might need a little help. So to your point, though, and this is going back to your do's and don'ts, don't stay at a place that doesn't feel good after half a year or a year, right? There's no reason to stay at a university after the first year, nothing clicked. You know, you just do a sideways move and end up at a different spot that might be a better, maybe it needs to be a little smaller, maybe it needs to be a little closer to home, maybe it needs to be bigger, you know? So that's the, you know, understanding you don't have to just stick in one spot. You can, make an assessment. Build, you know, collect some data and be like, okay, now I know this much, this school will be a better fit for me. Hey, you might even be paying less in tuition.
I would think one of those factors is homesickness.
Right.
Okay. Well, you know, that's one that isn't really going to disappear unless you're like a 2-hour drive away.
Right. But you know what? Because you know that, and we're all different and we can't judge it if that's where they're at. It's like, you know what? CR is a phenomenal option. You can be in your own room and getting college credit and then launching off in 2 years.
Take another shot at it.
Well, it's not even taking another shot at it. It's just that's your journey. You're going to do two
years. Well, if you're away for a year.
Well, yeah. But
come back and then make another run. Yeah.
But some kids just miss sports so much. You know, sports are a huge part of who they are. That's their identity. And they go to a big college and they're like, I'm missing a big part of my identity.
Yeah, I've thought about that with these football games that were on this past weekend. Yeah. You know, you see these kids, and a lot of them look like they may have played before. And I didn't experience this. But going after playing high school, going to a 4-year or 2-year and not.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
That was the other way around. Yeah. So it was kind of all new and novel to me. But that approach, you know, if you really are into sports, and that's part of your self-identity,
yeah,
and then it's gone.
Right, and you might not want...
Interesting.
You know, and you don't have to let it go, right? If you're a pretty talented athlete, there's going to be a school somewhere. You know, there'll be a JC program at your level. There'll be a Division III program at your level. You know, so and sometimes it's not even being on the court so much as being part of a program, right? Creates schedule, system, your conditioning, you're getting all those great, I mean, the chemicals in your body are great all week because you're working out 3, 4, 5 hours a day, which then balances you out, right?
Well, that was a long time ago.
And then also there's on the, let's go the other side, there's the kids that think it's their identity and they get there and a college sport is the job. So you're working 40 to 60 hours a week at a job. This isn't what I want. This isn't what I remember. Okay, I'm gonna be out of the program, but I'm gonna still play basketball at the gym on campus. I'll play intramural for days. I'll play on the club team. You know, so again, it goes both ways. It's, you know, what as we kind of build our identity and hey, is it maybe it's golf? I'm gonna, you know, haven't golfed a lot. Now I'm gonna start golfing in college on the side, and it's a thing I can do the rest of my life. I don't need to be on the golf team, you know.
Right, the exposure, and you get a buddy, and then you're off to the races.
Right,
and the same thing happens in the classrooms as well.
So back to do's and don'ts. Do give your kids space in that transition from home to life. You know, they're going to be finding their way, and that's part of what you're going to college for, or going to the trades for, or going to trade school for. Is like, okay.
You know. So how do you recognize that, or how do you guys recommend people look for that boundary line?
Yeah.
And say, no, you know, you're going to have to do your laundry on your own. Don't bring it 6 hours in the back of the pickup truck and make it laundry dump right. And then go play with your buddies, you know, and then go back to school.
But even with that, if you had four kids, you know, three of them might be really good at doing laundry at school and one of them is going to bring it in the pickup every time just because that's their personality. You know, so it's not the...
Not 4 weeks worth.
Oh, yeah. Oh, maybe the whole quarter's worth.
Oh, really?
I mean, it might be 10 weeks worth.
You pulled that one?
No, I didn't, but you saw it happen. You know, they had other priorities.
That's a big wardrobe.
Or they're just recycling. Hey.
Oh, that's even. Yeah. Yeah. Gee, nobody wants to guard him. Yeah. I wonder why.
Well, that's
the green ooze shirt.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're part of a sports program, they're doing laundry for you. That, you know, there you go. There's the benefit.
But not the intramural.
Not the intramural.
Oh, that's just an image I'm not sure we want to pursue.
Well, hey, I think it's cemented to our listeners at home. Right
yeah,
now.
Fair enough. But that boundary of, okay, it's time for you to start to put your feet on your ground rather than relying on home or expecting, you know, to come home every 3 or 4 weeks for mom or dad to visit every 3 or 4 weeks.
Again, I think it's so different. Some folks are just absolutely fine going off to the East Coast to school and we'll see you in June or July. And some folks, you know, they do want to see you once a month. And that's okay. I mean, Sarah played
But you got to check in and make sure that's what the kid wants.
Right.
Not what mom and dad want.
Right. Yeah. But I think usually with parents, though, a little bit of connection is great. Maybe it's just a phone call. He just typed on a keyboard for those of you at home.
Yeah.
You couldn't see it, but he was sending an email.
Well, with that and the Skyping, or I guess it's not called Skyping anymore, is it Zoom?
No, you can Skype. You can still Skype as possible.
Yeah. I mean, with all that kind of stuff, it's not picking up the phone anymore. You can get the visual.
You can get the visual, but we all know being in person does make a difference. And so,
tough to get Christmas presents if over that silly phone.
Right. Send them, you know, a hug is a hug is a hug. And so, if it's going to happen twice a year or it's going to happen once a month, you know,
care packages were always a kick.
They
just
still
as a little surprise.
Yep, I remember getting my. You know, they tend to trickle away after your freshman year, but we do a good job, I think, of taking care of freshmen and sending those boxes. But
so Owen's expecting something, or will be receiving.
You
something?
Know, he's funny. Sarah sent a couple packages, and she had to keep reminding him that they were waiting for him at the mail room.
Oh.
So I think he got him 7, maybe 8 days after they arrived. You know, he was busy going to class and working out, and you know, I'll get to the mailroom eventually. Oh, it's closed by the time I got there. You know, but he was happy to get the slightly stale
Cookies. Yeah, 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 yeah. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:43.
Hearty and healthy foods are abundant at Murphy's Markets. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Chuck Roast is now $5.99 a pound. USDA Choice New York Strip Steak, $15.99 a pound. And USDA Grade A Boneless Skinless Chicken Thighs are only $3.99 a pound. Complement this with a Greek salad, now just $7.99 a pound, topped with Kraft Salad Dressing for only $3.75 for a 16-ounce bottle. Murphy's Markets, more than a grocer, your neighbor since 1971.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:47. We're back talking shop this morning with Paul Shanahan. Obviously, it's been a very boring program. My note sheet is totally empty.
Don't worry. They're still listening. They're stuck at work.
So, yeah, they're stuck in their car. They can't go anywhere. Okay. Sorry, folks. So, takeaways for college. Finance
right.
has got to be in the play. Amount of contact. You know, if you're flying across country five times in a year, you and the family, well, that's part of that financial commitment to go and do and be.
And five might be too many. It might be just twice, right? Yeah. So, yeah, I think the financial side, and we saw this coming out of COVID, there was this kind of recognition across the country. I think it, in tandem with seeing all the college debt that was being carried by our young Americans and middle-aged Americans.
Yeah.
And there was this turning toward our JC system and the 2-year option, and you know, getting credits in high school and really kind of minimizing the debt. You know, how do I minimize the debt? And you know, sometimes you don't know, and so we won't limit a student. You know, we won't limit a family. We'll say, you know, yes, on paper it looks like that's going to be a school you can't afford, but complete the FAFSA and apply to the school and see what happens. And coming out of Humboldt County, you know, rural communities, you know, they like to see rural communities represented at their school because we're great people. And so how they help that happen? Well, sometimes it's through a grant, some through, you know, tuition assistance, financial aid. So yeah, you know, I remember even, you know, I probably shared this before, but Notre Dame looked at our financials and said, hey, you know, Paul can afford to pay the whole thing by himself. USF looked at our financials and my academics and said, you know what, we'll pay for 75%. Santa Clara looked at it and said, you know what, you know, we'll pay for 65%. I mean, those are three different numbers if you're planning out a 4-year expense. So that has to be part of the conversation. And then the other thing, if you're going pre-med, right, you're going to go pre-med and you're pretty set on pre-med and you're going to stay pre-med. Well, taking on a little debt as you go, it's going to be, you're going to pay it off. You're going to, you know, you're going to have the means to pay it off. But if in second grade, you knew you were going to go into teaching like I did, loved it from second grade on. There's no way making what I was making.
Yeah, the ROI is not there.
Yeah. So that's all part of your conversation. Again, if you're a sophomore in college and you're like, oh, I'm done with this pre-med thing, you know, I'm going to go into social work. Same thing. Like, okay, your income level just shifted. You know, do you really need to be paying $65,000-$70,000 a year for 4 years at a private school to go off and make 55,000.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and I would think particularly for younger folks and for parents too, the separation between the logical part of the mind and the emotional part of the mind is tough to unwind sometimes or untangle.
Right. And again, if you're doing your job as a school, you've exposed kids to multiple options. And so they've applied to 5 to 12 schools and they, you know, they can look at it. And acknowledge the emotion. If there's a legacy in the family and a lot of kids, you know, a lot of people in your family have gone to that school, you're going to go to that school even though it's going to cost you more because you've seen what's happened to every relative that went to that school. They're all doing great, right? They're doing great. But if you're not quite sure if you want to go to college and you're uncertain if, you know, it's like, okay, yeah, well, we don't need to take on $40,000 in year one debt. It's like, it's not worth it.
Well, and it's not just the school cost, it's housing and all the other
things. Well, yeah, and that's bundled in what I'm talking about. Throwing out there, yeah, it's your housing, it's your food, it's your books.
With the folks that are a little bit more experienced in life than you.
Yeah.
Peace Corps.
Right.
Was a big deal. Or, right, was it VISTA, mm-hmm. I think, is the American, in America thing. Is that still considered by some kids as, I'm not quite, I don't think I want to do that yet. I want to travel. I want to experience. I want to take, you know, the ones that get my attention. Oh, I just want to take a year off.
Right. It's called a gap year now. It's called a gap year. Yeah. So that's the name for it. A gap year.
Make it cute. Make it, you know, different. But I'm thinking okay, high school is not that traumatic.
Well, it's not so much traumatic.
If you're just trying to get your act together, great.
Right. But you're, think of your mental map. And if you've been out of Humboldt 5-6 times in your life, maybe your mental map is really good down to the Bay Area and maybe really good up to Brookings. That's your whole mental map, Brookings to San Francisco. And so if you did, like, okay, you know, I've saved some money, I'm going to do a gap year and I'm going to travel through this part of the United States, or I'm going to travel through this part of Europe. It's not just the geography that changes in your mental map. It's that interpersonal changes, right? People and connections and culture, which informs then the next decision. Where am I going to go to school, or what do I want to do? And so if it's a gap year where you're focused on, hey, I really love this, I'm going to go to a place where that is something I can study, you know, in shadow.
Skiing.
Well, hospitality. I know you're pretty funny.
I've done that. Yeah.
I just had a kid graduate from a school in Florida in hospitality. And it's like, well, I mean, a huge hotel. I mean, you're running a huge hotel. There's lots of different things you could do in hospitality. A ski resort's one of them. I would never want to be a part of that. Why, Brian, would I not want to be part of this?
That's something about knees and ankles.
Well, they have no snow. I mean, you're ramping up personnel, and you've got, you know, you can't even open on time, right? Yeah. You've got a great facility and no way to
Switzerland.
Okay, all right. Good luck with that one.
Yeah, yeah.
I hope you have a contact or a lot of money.
Yeah, it's going to take you a little time to get there.
It's going to take you a little bit of time.
Oh, shoot. I suppose one of the basics is don't rush it.
Well,
do it in advance. Think about it, rumble it around,
and it's not, you're revisit. Not even if you were carving the stone, it's like, again, you can chisel your way into a different journey.
Oh, I was thinking just get a new stone.
Yeah, get a new stone. And that's the way to, you know, yeah, start over. There's nothing wrong with starting over. And I think a lot of our kids will come back home, because guess what? Humboldt's one of the best and most beautiful places on the planet, and that's okay.
It's more than okay, bud. Thanks for coming by.
All right.
See everybody tomorrow.